Welcome to Walking in the Word, the weekly teaching series by pastor, teacher, evangelist Eric W. Stansberry, located in Las Vegas, Nevada. This podcast is brought to you every week with the hope of blessing you to find to strengthen your walk with Christ. And now, your teacher, Pastor Stansberry.
This is Dr. Stansberry, senior pastor at Restoration Bible Fellowship, coming to you live from Phoenix, Arizona. And so excited to be with you today and your family, wherever you happen to be watching or whenever you happen to be watching this video. So glad that you've joined us today. There's a lot of things happening, a lot of things going on. If you ever want to reach out to this ministry or even gift anything to this ministry, we'll be making several changes over the next few months, getting better at what we do with our live music and stream. And all that will take new equipment. And if you ever feel the need or the desire that you want to give or help, that'll always be appreciated. You can reach out to me right here at pastorstansberry@gmail.com. Also, don't forget that we work with the Deliverance Churches Fellowship International and an international ministry. We've added several churches in Malaysia, in Liberia, in Africa, and India, and Pakistan. So be in prayer for those pastors and those churches. Continue to listen to Bishop Apostle Lee's podcast, Facebook message that usually comes about 11 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. We've changed our time because we're worshiping with a local congregation because the Bible says, do not forsake the assembling of yourselves. So much the more as you see that time approaching. I believe if you're watching the news, you see that time is approaching. We want to go to the Lord in prayer. Continue to remember Billy and Bobby Parker, Lee and Kim Ball. Kim got some great news this week, but we still want to keep praying for her and her family. Remember all the churches, Family Worship Center in Cleveland and the Las Vegas Family Worship Center that I used to attend. Remember them. Sloan Lake is in the middle of a revival. Family Worship Center in Cleveland has got a tent meeting going on in Dalton. Pray for that God will continue to move. Pray for the services today here in our home church, that God will just let each of these places become lighthouses, become powerhouses, dominoes to bring in great revival for our nation and for our people. Today we'll be looking at Psalm 4, so be in prayer for the message, and we'll be singing in just a moment, Jesus will outshine them all. So if you will, let's go to the Lord in prayer. If you have any prayer needs, always feel free to email them to me at pastorstansberry@gmail.com. Or even put them in the comments. If you're watching, feel free to amen me if I say something that you really like. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for your love and your mercy, for your grace, your power, and your glory. And Father, I pray this morning that you'll reach out and you'll continue to minister to Billy and Bobby and Lee and Kim, God. Minister to them. Touch Crystal. Touch all the churches, Lord, that are meeting today. Touch the ones that are dear to my heart, Sloan Lake and Family Worship Center, both Cleveland and Las Vegas, Lord. Touch the pastors, such Isaac and Shane, Sean and Michelle, Lord, Zach and his entire ministry team. Lord, touch them all. Touch Bishop Lee as he teaches later. Lord, I pray that you will anoint each of them to speak with the authority of your word, to minister to them and minister through them. And Father, we pray for today's podcast that you'll reach out and touch those who listen, those who monitor, and those who share. Let the Holy Spirit move on them in a powerful way. And we'll be careful, God, to always give you the praise and always give you the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you enjoy this song. It's an older song, but you know me, I love these old songs because I'm kind of weird that way. This is that Jesus will outshine them all.
Oh, what glory awaits me in heaven's bright city, when I get there, such sights I'll behold. A million scenes of rare beauty will demand that I be there, but my Jesus will outshine them all. Mansions will glisten on the hills of glory. soul. Angel choir singing, glad praises forever. But Jesus will outshine them all. Sparkling river is flowing, happy faces are glowing, land of splendor will night never fall. The golden glass gives reflection to that city. But Jesus, He still outshines them all. And John's will glisten on the hills of glory. Happy reunions on streets of pure gold. The angel choir singing, glad praises forever. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Angel choir singing, glad praises forever. Still Jesus will outshine them all. Still Jesus will outshine them all.
Aren't you glad for that this morning, that Jesus will outshine everything when we get to glory? That excites me. When I was in prayer this morning, I was so excited that one day, very, very soon, I get to stand face to face with my Father and my brother. But the Father being God and the Son being Jesus, my brother. And if that doesn't excite you, maybe this morning that God will stir up in you a righteous excitement, and you'll be able to wait to see him yourself. If you have your Bibles, let's get into God's Word. Go to Psalm chapter 4. Psalm chapter 4. We're going to read all 9 verses, and we're going to go back and start talking about them and applying them. Now, we told you when we started this series that many people just see the book of Psalms as a worship book or a book of poetry, but I believe that David gave us the keys on how to be men and women after the heart of God. And if we'll read the Psalms looking at what and glean out of what from David's experience, I believe the scripture bears this out, that we will find ourselves becoming more of what God wants. And I will be getting into some things later that I had never seen before in a couple of weeks, a few weeks, about what some things that I always thought meant one thing, that I'll come up and realize it meant something completely different. And it changed my life and perspective, and I can't wait to share that with you. But we're in Psalm 4. For the music director on stringed instruments, a Psalm of David. Answer me when I call, God of my righteousness. You set me free when I am in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O sons of men, how long will you turn my glory into my shame? How long will you love worthlessness and pursue falsehood, Selah? But know that Adonai has set apart the godly for his own. Adonai will hear when I call him. Tremble, but do not sin. Search your heart while you're on your bed and be silent, Selah. Offer righteous sacrifices and put your trust in Adonai. Many are asking, who will show us some good? May the light of your face shine upon us, Adonai. You have put joy in my heart, more joy than when their grain and new wine overflow. I will lie down and sleep in shalom, for you alone, Adonai, make me live securely. Now, this is a psalm written by David, and it was a psalm meant to be sung. sung as a prayer. David says, answer me when I call, God of my righteousness. David has had several past experiences where he's prayed and God's answered, where he's been in distress and God's answered. You see, a lot of the times, we don't look back at what God has already done to give a basis for what he's going to do. If he's done it once, he'll do it again. If he's healed you before, he will heal you again. If he's delivered you once, as David, and David would bear this out when he stands in front of Saul, and Saul wants the resume of why you now can go fight against Goliath. He says, I fought a bear, I fought a lion, God handled it both times. What is this uncircumcised Philistine? We live in the past as a human race, and our faults and our failures and our defeats. When we do look back in our past at all the times God has been faithful to his word, that when we're facing something new, that's what we focus on. He says, you set me free when I am in distress. Multiple times in David's life and in my life, and I'm sure if you'll be honest, in your life, you have found that God has been faithful, and when you've called out to him, he's answered you in your distress. He's been there when nobody else would. He's heard you when nobody else could hear. You see, prayer is so precious to God. The prayers of his people, that in the throne room we see in Revelation, that he has all of our prayers collected in bowls that come up before him. Prayer is mentioned throughout the Bible, yet we in the church make that almost like hearing the national anthem at the beginning of a sporting event. It really doesn't have anything to do with what we're going on. We can do prayer. We do grace. We do a lot of things out of religious duty that doesn't mean anything. As believers, we continually allow the enemy to cloud our perception. One of my favorite old radio shows that my dad introduced me to was The Shadow, who had the power to cloud men's minds. The problem is that the enemy has clouded so many of our minds that we're so busy seeing what he's doing, we don't see what God has already done. So David says, be gracious to me and hear my prayer. He is seeking an audience. And Hebrews tells us that we can come boldly to the throne of grace and find help in the time of need. Why? Because of our relationship through Christ. So David says, I need an audience with the king. So here's an earthly king asking for an audience with the heavenly king. How many times in your life have you finally said, I need help? So often we use prayer like an emergency exit. When we get to the point we can't handle it, then we want to pray. Whereas in James, we are told if any of you have a problem, pray. If you're having a great day, praise. If you're weary, call for the elders and have them pray. That means you're to the point you can't carry the load. But in every time, Paul would say in Thessalonians, to pray without ceasing. Why? Because prayer is the way we stay in constant contact in relationship with the Father. So now David, as he's addressed God, he now looks this way at those who are bothering him. He says, how long will you turn my glory to shame? In other words, how long are you going to keep slandering? How long are you going to keep trying to destroy my reputation? You see, there are people out there who are not here for your good. There are people who sit in church. There are people who sit at your job. There are even people, dare I say it, you dare, who in your own family don't want to see you succeed. They don't want to see you become all God intends for you to be. They're much happier and they feel better about themselves when they slander, when they destroy. He goes, how long will you live with worthlessness and pursue falsehood? How long are you going to follow lies and deceit? How long will you seek for things that tear down and not build up? You see, we have to be careful that the way we talk, the way we interact with others, is not to tear them down, that we don't repeat falsehoods, that we repeat things that we hear. You know, a lot of people, they like their phone ministry. Can you hear it? Have you heard? That's why the Bible says when you confess your thoughts, make sure you confess them to somebody who's a prayer. Don't confess them to someone who's not a prayer because they're a gossiper and they'll share your business out on the street. Prayer. Prayer, 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 prayer. But know that Adonai has set apart the godly for his own. God sets apart, he sanctifies his people for his own. When you come to Christ, the Holy Spirit puts the earnest payment of what you have coming later, and he sets you apart for his own possession. Now he says he took Israel as his own inheritance. When we become believers, we are grafted into that vine as part of that inheritance. We don't replace, we join in. And as we become part, he sets us apart for what he wants to do in your life and in my life. He sets us apart as long as we become that peculiar people who praise and worship him alone. Who praise and worship God alone. We don't focus on, we don't go to church to see or be seen. We come to church to join with other believers to praise and worship God. Not the music. Don't focus in on the musicians or the music, because I will tell you that's just the music. Worship is what comes from here. And it may not even be the song that's being sung at the time. It may be something that is bubbling up out of your heart, out of your experience. And David says, God has set me apart. And he goes, he will hear when I call. When you have a relationship, you know that God hears you when you call on him. You see, we've stopped preaching relationship Christianity, and we preach a prosperity Christianity, where, you know, you get from God what you want. That's never what he said. It's a relationship. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, the scripture that we love, of course, is delight yourself, the Lord will grant you the desires of your heart. The word delight there means to be pliable. Where your desires are not your desires, but they're the desires of the one that you love, and as they match up, what your goals were in life and what you intended to do as a husband, and then the wife would say, what can I do to join alongside, to benefit, to become a team player? Not what I'm going to do my thing and you do your thing. We're going to call ourselves married and see how that works out. In the same way, God the Father has already told us to become imitators of Christ. To do that, we've got to be pliable in his hands so that our desires, Jesus said, the things that you see me do, you hear me do, all of that is to allow my spirit to change you. Now, David calms his spirit, verses 5 and 6. Tremble and do not sin. Search your heart while you're on your bed and be silent. Search your heart. Too often we lay in bed at night and we're focused on what's going wrong. We're focused on the problems. David says, stop. When you're laying in bed at night, don't focus on the problem. Focus on your God, because that is the only way to get your answer. Silence your own heart. Silence your own thoughts. Allow God to talk. So often in prayer, we spend most of the time doing, and we don't stop and listen. God still speaks, but you got to listen. Silence your heart. David goes on to say, offer righteous sacrifices. Put your trust in Adonai. You see, as you trust him more and more, your faith grows. As you grow to be more like him, which means when you go to church, when you're offering worship, when you're in your private time, what you offer to him is righteous. It comes out of your heart. It's not you're in church trying to put on a show. You're not trying to act like you're this, that, or the other thing. You're focused on, I am being called by God. I am living by God. I will be what God has called me to be. So often, what we do is we put on a religious show when our heart is not there. Focus on who he is. David says in verses 7 through 9, many are asking, who will show us good? We live in a cynical, narcissistic world who wonders how things are going to show. They doubt that anything anymore is good. And then David begins to reference the Aaronic blessing from number 6. He goes, may the light of your face shine upon us. In number 6, 24 through 26, this is the blessing that Moses declared over the people. Adonai bless and keep you. Adonai make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. Adonai turn his face toward you and grant you shalom. We need God to be looking at us as we look to him. That blessing means that we have a relationship that we look. As a child, when I would go places, I always made sure I had situational awareness of where my parental units were. And if I lost them, I'd panic. Not as much as they panicked, because they knew me. But there was a panic. That's what he says. You have put joy in my heart, more joy than when the grain and the new wine overflows. Joy. Joy, joy, joy. How often can you say that God's joy has overflowed so much in your heart that you no longer are concerned or you don't focus on what other people have done? This morning I got up and it was excited because one day I get to stand in front of my father physically. I get to be reunited, but at the end of the day, Jesus still outshines it all. Joy. Joy that he's healed my body. Joy that he's restoring everything that I lost in sin. He's restoring. I will lie down and sleep in shalom, in peace. What more can be said? In our Prozac Ambien world, to lay down and sleep in peace, knowing no matter what happens, God's in control. What if I die in my sleep? Your last breath here. What if God is still on his throne? Come on, church. That should make some of you shout. For you alone, Adonai, make me live securely. There is only one place you can find true security. It is not your 401k. It's not Social Security. It is not any of the things that we focus on. It's him. So let me ask you today. Are you truly, truly, truly focused on him? Are you truly, truly focused on who he is? Do you have a relationship? Do you know that when you call, he answers? Do you know he hears you? Is your prayer bowl by the throne? Today, you don't have to go 1 second longer without knowing him. Call out to him. Know that Jesus Christ died for you. He died to adopt you. He paid the penalty for my sin, your sin. And he paid that we, when we leave this mortal body, go to him. See, you have body, soul, and spirit. Your body deals with this physical world. Your soul deals with you. Your spirit deals with eternity. Your spirit is either in the kingdom of God, so for this connection, or your spirit belongs to the kingdom of darkness and that has its own issues. But today, the Bible says if you'll call upon the name of the Lord and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ was raised from the dead, went to the right hand of the Father, and that he is the only begotten of God, he can save you. Do that. Pray that. talk to him. Get into a Bible-believing church. Subscribe here if you can't find one. We'll do our best to feed you every time we're together. But above all else, make him your place of trust, your place of glory, your place of shalom, peace. Can we pray? Father God, we thank you so much for your love, for your mercy, your grace, and your glory. I praise you, God, that you hear us when we pray and that you know us by name. And I ask, Father God, for one thing this morning, that you'll reach out and you'll touch your people. Bless your people. Let them live securely. Let them focus their eyes only on you. Don't look at the world to the left or to the right, but look only to you. And Father, for what we know you're doing, we will give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. If you made a commitment for Christ today and you surrendered to him, email me at pastorstansbury@gmail.com so I can help you walk and get you some material, some references and resources to help you. But until next week, this is Dr. Eric Stansbury wishing you grace and peace to be multiplied, that you'll walk with him and he'll walk with you. And I will see you right here next week for Restoration Bible Fellowship. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast of Walking in the Word with Pastor, Teacher, Evangelist Eric W. Stansbury. Feel free to email Pastor Stansbury at pastorstansbury@gmail.com. We thank you for listening. We'll see you next week on Walking in the Word.